Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara mentions that Lekamidi the Yisrael Shari Loivik Chavam Aser is nothing that's mutter for Yid and Aser for a Goy. Tesis discusses what about the question of killing an unborn fetus. We know that Benayach is Nerag Ala Obrin, and Yisrael is not Nerag Ala Obrin. So Tesis says that L'chayra, this is a case of something that's mutter for Yid and Aser for a Goy. So Tesis answers that no, that since the Yid is not allowed to L'chatchila kill the Ober, even though he's not Nerag on it, it's not considered Ritzicha Medaraisa, nevertheless, it would not be a good example of something that's mutter for Yid, because it's not actually mutter for Yid. So Taisus asks, what about, we can find a case where it is mutter for Yid, such as when the mother's life is in danger. In that case, we say that the mother's allowed to abort the baby. So Taisus says that it's possible that for a goy, it's also mutter to do an abortion when the mother's life is in danger. So that's a shaila on Taisus. Taisus is not sure about that. Rav Moshe Shtermach has a tshuva about the question of a Yiddish doctor who has to either prescribe pills to abort a baby or actually do an operation or sign documents giving the mother permission to abort. And he says, since for a goy, abortion is asur midoraisa, and they're nerag alo obrin, so therefore, there's a very serious problem for a Yiddish doctor who's being obligated because of his profession to give a mother, a goyish mother, permission to abort the baby. And he says, obviously, that would be a very big problem of Lufnei Iver. But he says that before the baby is 40 days old, there's a machloikas in the poiskim whether or not, in that case, a benoyach is mitzvah lo'obrin. Because it could be that before the baby is 40 days old, it's considered mayabalm, it's not considered a life. And therefore, in that case, the benoyach will not be mitzvah lo'obrin. He says, since it's a Machalikas apaiskim, and the only question is lifnei iver, therefore, there's a makam lahakal, and because lifnei iver is only when the isser is a definite isser, when the isser is a questionable isser, there's not a problem of lifnei iver, and therefore, in the case where the ober is not yet 40 days old, Rav Moshe Shtermach says it would be mutter for the doctor to sign the documents allowing the mother to abort the baby. However, for the doctor to actually perform the abortion, that's another question. Also, in the case where the mother's life is in danger, he also has a discussion what the doctor is allowed and not allowed to do. He says that if the doctor can avoid it, it's preferable for the doctor not to be the one to be allowing the abortion, to have other doctors sign to allow the abortion, in which case his signature is not going to be the actual lifnei iver, it's just going to be misayel ivre avera, and that would not be as chomer. One time there was an interesting question, an unfortunate question, where there was a boy who had an affair with a goyish girl, and the girl became pregnant. She was a religious girl. She did not want to do an abortion, but the boy was concerned that if the child was allowed to live, he would then be obligated to pay child support. This boy obviously was not exactly on the highest level in learning and ruchnius. Unfortunately, he was suffering in his Yiddishkeit. And I guess his parents were concerned that if he had this issue, that he had a child that was born, that he had to pay child support for, that would further push him away from Yiddishkeit, I guess, further than he was, unfortunately. And that would be a very big issue for him. So the question was asked, whether the boy is allowed to convince the girl to perform an abortion. So, there were Paiskim that held that the problem is only an issue of Lifnei Iver, and they were able to, one way or another, try to get around the issue of Lifnei Iver. However, I felt that there was a more serious issue over here at play. The question of Lifnei Iver is relevant in a situation where a person is looking to do an Aveira, and you are enabling them to do that Aveira. You're opening the door, you're allowing them to do the Aveira. You hand a piece of meat across a river that a person can't reach, you hand it over to him, and now he's able to eat the meat. That's also for him. That will be a case of Lifnei Iver. However, in a case where a person does not want to do an Aveira, and you go ahead and you convince them to do an Aveira, that's a far more serious Isser that is would not necessarily have the heterim that we may be able to find for the issue of Lifnei Iver. That Isser would be the Isser of Mesis. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the reason Hashem punished the Nochash HaKadmoini, the snake that convinced Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, what was the reason that he got punished? He didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. He was never told by Hashem not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. What did he do wrong? The Gemara says that the thing that the snake did wrong was that he was a Mesis. He convinced Chava to do an Aveira, to be over on the Ritzayin Hashem. That's considered a Mesis. We know that there's an Isser of Mesis when it comes to Avodah Zarah. But the Yad Ramah says over there that it's apparent in the Gemara that there's two different halachas of Mesis. There's one din of Mesis when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and that halacha of Mesis, there's no way out of. If a person convinces another person to do Avodah Zarah, he's chayav misa regardless. However, there's another din of Mesis of Kol Teira Kula, where the Nachash, the Gemara says, could have answered Hashem and told him, it's not my fault, because Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. So there's sort of a loophole by which you can avoid punishment for this Isser of Mesis, but nevertheless, it's a very, very severe Isser. And Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down this Isser when he discusses the question of inviting a Yid to a Shabbos Suda. You want to do Kiruv Rechaikim, you want to invite a Yid to your Shabbos Suda, or to come to Shul, or Bar Mitzvah, or something, and you know that the Yid lives far away, and there's no question that the Yid is going to drive to your house in order to eat on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that a person who does this is not just in violation of Lifnei Iver, he's in violation of the Isser of Mesis. Because since you're convincing them to come to your house for Shabbos and drive, and you understand that doing that automatically means that the person is going to drive to your house, that is considered the Isser of Mesis, and for that we won't be able to find the Heterim that we find for Lifnei Iver. So L'chayr, there's a makar to this kind of Isser, to Aser Mesis. Now, the question becomes, does this Halach of Mesis apply to somebody who's not a Yid? But L'chayr, you know, from thinking about it, just in Asvara, the assumption would be that the Isser of Mesis would apply to somebody who's not a Yid, because obviously the Nachash HaKadmoini was never Mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah never told him, don't be Mesis people. It's a Svara. If the HaKadosh Baruch who created you doesn't want something to take place, and somebody is trying to be Nizer, and the Isser that Hashem gave them, and you convince the person to do that Isser, obviously that's going against Ritzayin Hashem, and obviously that carries a very severe punishment. So L'chaira wouldn't really depend if the person doing the Isser, the person being Mesis, is a Yid or a Goy. These things should Minasvara be irrelevant, because you're nevertheless going against Ritzayin Hashem. However, a friend of mine pointed out to me that this thing seems to be in direct contradiction to Gemara and Bava Metzia and Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara and Bava Metzia discusses the situation where people had the wish to have their animals, to have an operation be performed on their animals to prevent them from having any more babies, called stiros. The people wanted the animals to be nestares, that the general organs should be cut off, and the animals should be productive in other kinds of ways. I guess it would be better for the animal when it comes to plowing or something like that. So the Yidden obviously are not allowed to do stiros. So the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to tell a goy to do stiros? So the Gemara says that, the Gemara has a whole question whether or not This is a halacha of amir la'akum. So the Gemara starts with discussing something else. If there's Isser amir la'akum and all the other yisurim in the Torah, so the Gemara brings a raya from the case that they told Avud Shmuel that there were axes that the goyim used to take from the yidden, and and take all, and do this operation of Sirus, and then they would return them to the Yidden. In other words, the Goyim knew that the Yidden would like that their animals should become the Nestares, and they were their friends, Rashi says, and therefore they tried to help out the Yidden by taking the animals away from them and being Nestares them and giving them back without any express instruction on the part of the Yid. So the Gemara says that Avodah Shmuel said the owners of the animals have to be punished, the animals must be sold, they cannot have any benefit from the act of Sirus, which was done on their behalf. So the Gemara tries to prove that there's Isra Mir Lakum when it comes to the Gois. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya, because since we're going, maybe Avodah Shmuel is going according to the Man D'Amar who says that Goyim are Mitzvah ala Sirus, a Goy also is not allowed to do Sirus, and therefore if a Goy does Sirus, the Yid was Iver on Lifnei Iver Loisite Mechsho. So you see in this Gemara that there's only an Isra of Lifnei Iver Loisite Mechsho. The fact that the Goy was doing it on the Yid's behalf, and helping out the Yid and doing Sirus on his animal, that would not be a question of Mesis, it would be a question of Lifnei Iver Loisite Mechsho. So I thought this wasn't a Raya, because in this case, the Yid never convinced the Goy to do the Sirus. The Goy knew that the Yid likes the Sirus, and therefore he went to do it on his behalf. And the Goy was not a person who was afraid to do the Isser of Sirus because he knew that there's an Isser in the Torah for a Goy to do Sirus, and the Yid went and convinced him. That's not what happened. What happened was, the Goy anyways was doing Sirus his whole life on his own animals, and he went on behalf of the Yid, he did it on the Yid's animals. So, I thought that this would not necessarily be a comparison to this case where you're actually going and convincing a person to do an Aveira. However, the way Ramesha understands the halacha of Mesis, it might be a comparison because in Ramesha's case also, the non-frum Yid, the irreligious Jew, was not a person who was careful and nizer in the halacha of driving on Shabbos. He went and drove all over the place. The only thing is, he had no interest in driving to your house. You invited him for Shabbos, you invited him to shul for bar mitzvah, whatever it is. You now gave him the interest to drive to the shul or the bar mitzvah on Shabbos. That, Ramesha says, is halacha of Mesis. So Ramesha is broadening the boundaries of Mesis and including a situation where you didn't actually convince him to do something that he previously would not have done because of Yiras Hashem, but rather, he was doing it anyways and you just gave him another reason to do it. That would also be halacha of Mesis. However, Ramesha's case at least, you're actually telling him to do something. You're not just, in the Gemara's case, The Yid never told the Goy to do anything. The Goy happened to know that the Yid wants his animals to be Nestares. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha and says that it's usher to tell a Goy to go ahead and be Nestares your behemoth. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be quoting the Gemara in a situation where you're telling the Goy to do it. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention that you're only over Lifnei Iver. It's possible that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're over the Isra of Mesis. However, it's a little bit of a smach that it could be that I'm making a mistake and there's no Isra of Mesis when it comes to convincing a Goy to do an Aveira. We happened to ask this question to David Feinstein and he didn't explain his reasoning, but he answered it immediately. He said there's absolutely no way you could be matter such a thing. But obviously, if this question comes up, Chas v'Shalom, a person should certainly not rely on anything you heard in this shir and you should ask your local Orthodox rabbi what to do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.